play Yacht Rock on Fridays.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride.
Strong lyric that they changed for mainstream radio. They made him say, let's hit another joint.
There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me.
Instead of what Tom Petty wrote, which was, let's roll another joint. Let's see which version we have here. This might be the sellout radio version.
Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud.
It is 4:20. We've already celebrated with Nick Swartz and Comedian. We already had two 70-year-old weed smokers on the show. Hi. It's nice to see you. And wherever you want. Wherever you want. There's good. Hi. Wherever you want, especially like where he's making it. Hey, Mary Carey, how are you?
I am great.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good to see you again.
Wait, when did I see you last?
Okay, so... there's no way in hell you'll remember it.
I will.
Okay.
I have a great memory.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm not going to look through your list of athletes you've banged, but
okay.
There was an Orlando Magic player.
Dwight Howard.
Oh, I didn't know you danged.
We didn't have sex. Oh, we Mario Kasun. You're talking about Mario Kasun.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, okay, yeah.
Sam, yeah, big like Croatian dude or whatever.
Yes. So that was 2004.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah, you're right. So we were sitting courtside. I got my seats from John Weisbrod, the owner.
Okay.
You were with Hannah Harper.
Uh-huh.
And I was with my wife at the time.
Okay.
And then we ended up in the Monte Cristo Club at the arena and got really, really wasted. And Hannah Harper and I kind of like made out.
Made out with Hannah. Wait, did you go back to our hotel with us then?
I was close. I thought it was going to happen, but we ended up talking on the phone and stuff. It just didn't, it was really close to happening, but no, I know. It really, one of my great regrets
so
when it comes to life is not making that happen. Cause Hannah was super hot.
Hannah was super
hot. And you were too, don't get me wrong, but you are a party. You are, when you go out, you are something else.
I know most people can't hang with me. I can't hang with myself. Okay. Like I should stop usually. I mean, normal people, if they drink as much as me, they just pass out. Not me.
No.
I keep going, and then people with me are like, please, can we go to bed? And I'm like, no.
She's strong.
I mean, I've been with people who are like doing blow all night, and I'm not.
Right.
I'm just drinking, and around like 6 a.m., I remember a lot of them were like, let's go to bed. And I'm like, no, keep going.
We're going to rage all night.
But the problem is I don't remember the last couple hours. Like, I remember going to the Magic game.
Yeah.
I remember somehow Hannah and I had these like giant finger things.
Yeah,
we
the big foam fingers.
But I don't remember anything from like first quarter on.
Oh, okay.
But then I remember when we got back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Because I remember Hannah and she stopped by the bar there. And I went to go check on my mom. And my mom's handicapped.
Yeah,
she was in our room.
Yep.
And then I told my mom, I got to go find Hannah. My mom wanted to go with me. And when we go, I see Hannah being led away to the pool. And she's like, this guy's going to take me to the jacuzzi.
Oh, that could have been me.
Someone swooped in on you, dude.
I know. I thought it might have been you. But then I was like, but Hannah's like, I don't want to go. I was like, well, why did you say you want to go? She's like, I was scared to say no. That's always her response. Like, she'd have sex with guys.
I was afraid to say no.
I was afraid to tell him no, Mary.
Oh, man, that's my kind of girl. That's the only way I'm going to bang a girl like that. She's afraid to say no to me. She and I had talked all night. And like, and she was like, are you going to come over here? I'm like, I just can't because I'm kind of married. And should have done it at the time. Well, hindsight being 2020.
What happened with Dwight Howard?
What happened? I want to get to the Dwight Howard part.
I always forget about Mario.
Yeah.
Soon.
A lot of people do. The NBA, NBA did very
too.
Quickly.
But, he was drinking and partying so much. I mean, some of these players that are, let's say, not a starting lineup player.
Right.
That are like barely coming off the bench. A lot of them, because I've known other ones that they'll drink and party a lot, and then they end. They're forgetting that they're barely in the NBA.
Right.
So they drink and party, and then within 2 years they're out of the NBA.
Oh, you know?
Instead of taking that opportunity, to like, I'm in the NBA now. I got to work as hard as I can to stay here. They take it for granted.
You know? For sure. So that's what Cam does with football. He's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and that's our friend. That's our friend Cameron.
Hi.
Yeah. He just came back to Tampa Bay. He played with the Bucks. Actually, played with the Rams initially. Then came to the Bucks.
Oh.
Then midseason goes to the Rams last year. We lose him. We think he's gone forever. And then as soon
you were
as
in LA.
He was. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. You guys probably crossed paths.
Crossed paths with Lisa Ann, I'm sure.
No.
She was on this morning. She was actually on this morning.
Yeah,
that's
why her and I are going to be meeting up tomorrow. So.
Are you really?
She's my good friend.
Okay, good. I was hoping that was the case.
I know she has sex with a lot of football players. I stick to NBA. She's in the NFL. You know, we don't want to share. So I'm like, I got my claim. You got yours.
How was Dwight's hog?
Well, okay, so we didn't actually have sex White Knight, but okay. I saw it. Because we had met in we were in LAX together, and I saw him at the airport, and you know, he recognized me from like the Mario Casoon stuff.
Oh yeah,
because I guess I was on the cover of like the sports paper that had the day.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You were.
And so he's like, I know you from my games, and I was like, oh yeah, I know you because you're Dwight Howard. and so we exchanged. At the time, we had like those T-Mobile sidekicks.
Yeah. Oh
so
yeah.
So we exchanged like you know the instant messenger stuff, and then we were talking, and I was on the road a lot. He was too, and he was always sending me Bible verses and trying to help me figure out how to get out of porn. And stuff.
Wow. So but he was trying to counsel you. Like he was really trying to.
Cause I would get so bored. I would hand my phone to my assistant. I was like, oh, he's doing Bible stuff again. I don't know anything about this. Will you sound educated and write him back? We like look up the verses and tell him stuff back. And
but I mean, did he do that after you had seen his hog?
Well, no. Like, so that was going on, and then I was dating this guy in Orlando who's. He's the son of someone from Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay.
But he didn't pick me up from the airport, so I was mad at him because he was too drunk and I was mad. So I called my other friend. I didn't call Dwight. I don't know why. So I called my friend who was the bodyguard for Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
Oh, yeah. We know
so
Chris.
I ended up at Chris's house.
Oh, I'm seeing Chris this week. I'm playing golf with
tell
him on Friday.
Tell him I said hi.
I will, definitely.
Yes, yes. I just talking to him like last year, but just as friends.
Right, sure.
He's married now.
Oh, yeah. He married a good friend of mine. I worked with her at the Magic. She worked for the Magic. We worked together, she and I. Yeah,
well, yeah.
Crazy.
So then I ended up at Chris's house, and then I decided I liked Chris better than the Creedence Clearwater Revival guy, so I like just stayed, and Chris was like, just stay here. So I kept staying there, but then one day he had to go on some NSYNC like golf tournament, and so I texted Dwight and I was like, I want to come to a game. And so it was last minute, and Dwight kept apologizing about the seats, and I was like a seat snob, and it was like the 12th row, so I like, threw a fit and I like left the game after the first quarter. And I went back to Chris's, and then like after the game, you know, Dwight started calling. I didn't answer, but he was staying at Chris's.
Sure.
And so, and Chris was like, do not answer his calls. Do not text him. So I ignored him. But then all of a sudden at midnight, Dwight just showed up at Chris's house.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
What do you do? Like when you're Chris Kirkpatrick and Dwight rolls up in that $400,000 Maybach, you know, and he's like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. So I,
he probably just to talk Bible verses, right? To
no,
talk to you guys.
Well,
about
so I brought Dwight in, and meanwhile, so I had like, and I called my assistant who was upstairs having sex with Chris's bodyguard. So she comes down, and I was like, okay, I'm going to talk to Chris. You talk to Dwight. And we kept trading places. Like, and I was like, God, Dwight's really hot. Too bad I'm stuck at Chris's. So I was pulling Dwight in the bathroom to explain to him that he needed to go home.
Right.
I was very drunk while all this was going on.
Yeah.
So I pulled him in the bathroom. He just like pulled his pants down. And
to teach you about the Bible.
I guess so. So I was like, no, like not here. No, you can't. And so, you know, he left. And then the next morning, Chris kicked me out of his house because he was like, I can't believe you told Dwight to come over here. I told you not to. I go, I didn't tell him to come over. He just came over.
He knows
over.
Where you live, bro. It's Orlando.
And it's funny because, you know, Chris lives in a guarded community.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess when, you know, Dwight, they just didn't
Yeah, I'm
call.
Dwight Howard. Let me in.
Yeah. So.
Sure.
So then Chris didn't believe me that I didn't invite
oh,
Dwight over.
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, so.
Wow. Look at the draw. And that's just a day in the life of Mary Carey. How many days are there like that?
Oh, my God. I would say there's a lot of things. People are always like, I tell them like what happens in a week. And
yeah.
They're like, ah. But it's not like that anymore. Now I'm like very normal.
And you're living the life. And you've been through celebrity rehab with Dr.
Yeah.
Drew. You've
yes.
been through so many. You ran for governor.
I did.
What did you learn through that whole thing? If you look back at it now, what did you learn about it and yourself?
Let's see. I'm smarter than I thought I was.
Good.
What did I learn? Oh, I learned I'm really good at going on news shows.
Okay.
And
right.
I'm good at talking.
All right. Good. Clearly.
And, politics is really easy, actually. I learned that. I mean, considering I came in 10th out of 132 candidates.
Yeah.
And I was a theater major in college.
Right.
And, you know, I was able, you know, I had like the owner of my porn company was my political advisor, and he gave me like, you know, my list of platforms. I came up with a couple. So I would just recite my platforms, recite the memorized facts I knew about why we were having the recall, and then just kind of ad lib. And it worked.
Yeah, it did.
So,
I mean, you placed very well.
Yeah. I feel like I could do even better now because at that point, I was brand new in the business. My Playboy show wasn't out yet. My movies weren't out. So now I think I could do even better.
Right.
You know?
How long has it been since you banged somebody on film?
Okay, so let's see. I mean, the last thing I did was, I did a lot of softcore Cinemax movies the last couple of years, but I hadn't done a boy-girl scene since January of 2007.
Wow.
Because then I went on Celebrity Rehab in August of 2007, and I kind of already had vowed I wasn't going to do that anymore. My mom, in 2006, had jumped off a four-story building.
Right.
And so I was like, when I was in the hospital with her, I was like, God, if my mom survives this, I will stop doing porn, and I'll sober up, and she survived, you know, 13 surgeries and stuff, and, yeah, so then I knew I needed help to get off like Xanax. And so I was, you know, not doing the porn, but then I still couldn't get off Xanax because I got very, you know, when my mom jumped, I started taking Xanax, and I got prescriptions from her neurosurgeon because I told him in order to date me, he had to give me a Xanax prescription and a Valium prescription, and he did.
Who wouldn't? I mean, like, okay. Oh, gosh, so, is that all I have to do?
Yeah, I know. Dr. Drew couldn't believe that when I told him. He's like, how are you getting the Xanax? I'm like, the neurosurgeon. But so then I went on Celebrity Rehab and got off the Xanax and stuff. But I still didn't, like, stop drinking because I still didn't think I had a drinking problem.
Right, yeah.
Took me a while to realize that one.
So you don't drink right now?
Right now, no. I mean, I had been sober for about a year.
Right.
And then I'd gone through a bad breakup, and I was on the road again every weekend. I kind of stopped doing that for a while, and I started partying again. And then, but I just kept realizing that when I would drink, you know, because my drink was never an everyday, all day thing. It's just if I say at 7 p.m. I'm going to start drinking, I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go until there's no place to get alcohol.
Right.
So, you know, and it just was turning into, like, after being sober, my blackouts were happening after, like, two drinks. And my behavior was even crazier. And I mean, I realized I'm so lucky that I never got, like, really hurt or no one, like, kicked my ass. Because I always had body, like, not bikers, but, like, assistants. I call them babysitters between guys I dated. Just different people. There's a babysitter watching me. But if I went out without a babysitter, bad things will happen to me.
For sure.
You know? Because I can't watch out for myself.
Few of us can, actually.
But
Mary Carey joins us. She'll be at Deja Vu. What are your shows going to be? I assume there's a late show. What are we
12
doing?
12 and 2.
Okay. 12 and 2 tonight, 12 and 2 tomorrow night?
Yes.
And is there a Sunday show? No Sunday show.
No Sunday show.
All right. Deja Vu, for everybody who doesn't know, out there, it's attached to a bikini bar where you can get your booze, but then you go over to Deja Vu.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's full nudity. And it's a cool place to go. I took a first date there. I didn't know how she would get down. We went to the casino, and then we didn't know what to do. I was like, do you want to go to a strip club? She's like, sure, why not?
Wait, so you're not married
anymore? Deja Vu. No, I'm certainly not.
I was going to say, you went on a date, so now you really regret the Hannah Harper thing.
Oh, you have no idea. Like,
before, you were like, okay, I'm not going to do this because I'm married, and now you're not even married.
Now I should have done it in retrospect. God, I really should have.
Find Hannah.
No, I did have through social media. It's just not going to, you know, it probably wasn't meant to happen.
No, it's not really her. It's a problem. She's
ships,
like,
in the night.
She developed, like, a severe mental problem.
Yeah, girls.
She's homeless now. Yeah,
is she?
No one. She won't let us help her. Yeah.
Oh man. Oh,
she bring her in, Drew.
Well, no.
Like, into your home.
I'm no shepherd. I'm in no position to help anybody else.
Well, Drew hooked up with Rebecca Bardot.
Shut up.
Yeah,
shut your mouth. These guys clown me so bad because, like, I grew up watching Ginger Lynn and Rebecca Bardot and all those ladies. So when you're in radio and you get a chance to meet them and talk to them, like, Ginger Lynn and I made out, and that was when I was still married. Yeah, and then.
How long ago was with Ginger?
That was a long time ago, probably 16, 17 years ago. Still relatively hot. I know now it wouldn't be the move. But Rebecca Bardot came to town with Ron Jeremy and a couple other people for some stuff, and I had grown up watching her, and we met, and we had a great friendship, hit it off well, and we got a little loaded, and, like, Ron Jeremy walked in on us and interrupted, but these guys make it sound like she's some old lady, and it's hurtful that you don't.
I don't know who she is.
Oh, that's mean she's an old lady.
No, because I know, like, Christy Canyon and Ginger
she's
Lynn.
Great. Yeah, that was my era.
So I don't think.
The golden era of porn. So Mary will be at Deja Vu. You should go see her. Do you get full nude, or do you?
I get full nude. I put lotion all over me.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. What scent of lotion do you like?
You know, it's just, like, I don't know, white lotion.
Right. White lotion.
I don't have a sense of smell. I've never had
one. No olfactory sense whatsoever.
It's funny because, like, I never knew farts had a smell.
They do.
I know, and I didn't know. And when I was in sixth grade, I, like, let out a silent one. And then everyone in the class was like, oh, my God, who farted? And I'm like, how do they know it was silent? And then someone's like, yeah, so everyone was talking about my fart. And I remember I went home and asked my grandparents. I was like, I don't understand. I farted. How do they know? And it turns out it smells.
That's the day that Mary Carey found out fart smelled.
Well, yeah, and then I fully discovered I had no sense of smell.
Our number is 727-579-1025.
Have Seth? You ever hooked up with Donald Trump?
No, sadly, I wish I did. If I would have known, I could have gotten this much publicity. It's funny because, you know, I'm watching how Stormy's handling it, which is, for her, from a marketing standpoint, it's amazing because she wasn't really getting bookings or anything. And, you know, now she's getting booked all the time. And so I think she's doing a really good job with the market, even though I don't like her. She's, like, the only girl in the business that we've had issues and we've never been friends, even though, even when we work together, you know, she's, like, one of the few girls I don't like.
Just personalities that do not mesh.
You know what it is? She, when we first started, we were both brand new and we worked together, like, 3 times in a week. And I never take myself very seriously. Like, I'm just kind of fun and annoying and loud.
Not
and,
annoying.
And she's just, like, just very uptight. She always took herself very serious. When I was running for governor, she told people she didn't like how, like, silly I was and everything. Mm. And so we just didn't click, you know?
Yeah, I got you. She I have a lot of people like that.
Yeah, doing porn like it was, I don't know, what it's a serious job. But that's, I mean, it's just, but, like, you know, so that's just not how I am, you know?
Right. So. Mega curious here. Micah Rotunda on the other end of the spectrum. Do we share that Micah is chaste, that she has never been with male company before?
I mean, we normally do.
That's what we do.
Oh, you've only done girl. I did mostly girl.
No.
no. No.
It's her specialty.
No, I did like 50, 60 girl-girl movies. Only like 12 with guys.
Wow.
But Micah, yeah. Girl-on-girl rotunda, as we call it.
There's it is. No
Micah scissor grind rotunda. No. No, she's not been with anyone. She's waiting for the right, probably man.
Definitely man.
But her brothers are both in wrestling, and we are kind of all of her big brothers, too. So it's very difficult for a man to penetrate all these fortresses around you.
Yeah, I have fortresses. A vortex on every angle around me. True. So.
We've got to watch out for you. Do you want to do the game of Sticky or Vicky with Mary Carey? Do you want to see
how
she would
do it?
I have
no sense of smell, but I guess I'll go off the names, right? Well, oh, yeah. We're not smelling anything.
You won't have to smell a damn thing, oh,
okay.
We promise. See, it's Sticky or Vicky.
I love games because I like to get things right.
Good. Well, I think you'll do well on this one.
Okay, good.
Are you going to do a one-person game, or do you want her to play against Cam?
Cam, how are you feeling about your chance to win in this one?
Let's do it. I like to compete. Let's get it going.
I like competing, too. Yeah.
Oh,
okay, good.
Damn. All right. It's
why don't we do IQ tests, too?
All right. Cool. I'll pull up some IQ questions. I don't know.
But like, okay, how about like third grade level?
Third grade level questions? I can definitely do
maybe
that.
Maybe fifth grade even.
Okay. So these are these are Sticky or Vicky. I'm going to give you a name, and it is either Sticky, that is a marijuana strain, or Vicky, which is a Victoria's Secret scent.
Okay.
Sticky, weed. Vicky, Victoria's Secret. All
got
right?
it.
Whoever thinks they know it, ring in first with your name. Your name is Cam, your name is Mary.
So I just go Mary?
That's it.
Why can't I go ding, 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 and you'll hear his ding, and we have different voices?
Because you might have same dings. Different voices could be the same ding.
Okay, so say Mary.
That's you. Thank
okay,
you, Cam.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay.
First one. Here we go. Sticky or Vicky? Purple passion fruit.
Mary.
Mary?
Sticky.
That is Sticky.
Yeah, yeah, Sticky.
I was going to say, this isn't going to work. You should do one at a time.
That's all good.
Okay.
I like that. She's tweaking the rules. How about Vicky? No, I'm sorry. Wicked.
Cam. I'm going to go Vicky.
That is Wick. That is Vicky.
Nice. I thought so too, yeah.
Tie game.
Tie. Uh-oh.
Mango Temptation.
Mary. I'm still thinking Sticky.
That is Vicky.
Oh,
yes.
That's a Vicky.
Oh, no.
I'm praying for the downfall. Okay. I got to win.
Okay. All right. Calm down, Cam.
I'm not like old girl. I'm Cam. It's all
calm down.
It's all I got to win this game.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Dirty Girl.
Cam. Vicky.
That's a Sticky.
Yes!
Mary is so competitive. I love how competitive she's really into this.
Okay.
Is there a prize for this? Like, who wins?
Yeah.
You tell me, stud.
Yeah.
How about Lace Orange Flower.
Cam.
Oh, I mean.
Was that Lace Orange Flower?
That's Lace Orange
Flower.
Give him
the answer.
I'll go
Vicky again.
Oh, okay. He's got Vicky.
Yes.
Okay, then never mind. Good thing you didn't listen to me. Good thing my little buzzer thing didn't happen. Okay.
Malfunction.
She had a malfunction over there. All right, next one. Permafrost.
Mary. Sticky.
That is a Sticky. That is correct. Oh, are we tied, guys?
We're tied.
Does that tie us up?
2-2.
You want to say this next one is the winner?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Oh.
Why not?
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, God. The next one's the winner.
Okay. Why don't we, since it's a final, I don't want a controversy
like
over who rings
finals
in.
Doing
we'll have them both ring in their answers, and we'll see if one of them can get it right. Because I have a couple of them left, so if they don't get it right on this one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I got to have the woo on for this one. I had Cypress Hill earlier, now the woo.
I feel like Mary's trying to distract Cam with some bouncing.
Yeah, she's bouncing.
Come on,
she
you
got to
stop bouncing your boobs.
Bounce
that
when
is
I
an
get
unfocused.
Excited.
Yeah,
that is,
focused.
That is,
I'm focused. I'm so focused.
You are not focused.
So focused.
No, you are not focused, bro. They are not focused. Mary,
professional athlete, I'm focused.
This is getting ready for the season, man.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
He's locking in on Drew Brees right now. He's not anything else.
Oh, no, he's locking in on 2Ds right now.
That's double
D. Sorry.
Deep coverage. 2D. 2D.
Cover 2 deep is right, son. All right, last one. Ready, guys? You don't have to ring in with your name. Just I'll get your answer. Just take your time to think about it. Okay. Here we go. So in love.
I got it. Okay. Should I go?
Yeah, go ahead. What do you think it
Vicky.
Is? Vicky. Cam?
So in love. I'll go Vicky.
It's Vicky.
Yes.
Mm. Well, we got it right.
It's tied up.
No,
so
I have sudden death. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Strawberries and champagne.
Vicky. Oops, I mean.
That's fine.
Mary,
no, yeah, no, you're good.
I'll go Vicky again.
It is Vicky again.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting tense up in here.
Oh, no. Hey.
Stop bouncing, Mary. It's unfair. Okay. We determined that bouncing is an unfair advantage. Were we all on the same page?
I'm getting mesmerized.
I'm not black, so.
He doesn't have his shades on, so you're
not. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm very open with my eyes.
All right. This one's going to determine the winner right here. I can tell. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Is Crush a sticky marijuana strain or Vicky, Victoria's Secret scent? Crush. Mary, carry you
sticky.
First. You say it's a sticky. Cam Lynch.
I'll go Vicky.
The answer is...
Tell me!
Vicky, yeah. Cam Lynch is the winner! Yeah. Cash rules everything around me. Cam, get that money. Dollar bills, y'all. I grew up on that crime side, that New York Times side.
No, Bob, another game.
Another game?
All right,
we're
going to
play Show
that.
Us Your Boobs. Remember that game, Show Us Your Boobs?
Oh, that was awesome.
Who was up? I feel like we left off in a rotation. It was like, you did it. And I think we left off in like that seat right there. And that was the only other game we had planned today. You know, it's 4:20 and everything. Okay. Mary Carey, you're always...
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Do you believe in like people who maintain sobriety through weed? Like if that works for them, that's cool.
I mean, a technical AA would say like, no, that doesn't... They call that marijuana maintenance, and they say no, it doesn't count. But I mean, I feel if you're a really bad alcoholic or it's ruining your life, I mean, and marijuana doesn't, then why not do it?
Right. If it keeps you off the harder stuff, sure, people could look at you and go, oh, you're still on something. But if it keeps you away from the stuff, the life changing,
exactly, like, whatever is going to bring you to a rock bottom, if you don't, I mean, then yeah, go ahead and do it.
You seem like someone who's never really been close to like rock bottom, but like you are very self-aware in that you can tell when you're going down a path that you need to correct. Am I right on that?
I mean, mine was just like the first time I went to Promises in March of 2016, it was because I was going through my divorce and I got like drunk and I was on TMZ. So my psychiatrist was like, you need to go to rehab or I won't keep seeing you. And at first I was like, no, but then he told me Promises. I'm like, well, that'll be a nice little vacation for a month in Malibu. Sure, I'm gonna go. I went, and it was a great time, and I stayed sober for 2 months. But then I went like crazy. I didn't have my ex-husband there watching over me, and I was just drinking all the time, going out. And I stopped working out, and I was eating a lot of pizza, and I gained a bunch of weight, and I was like, oh no. I have a month before a photo shoot and dance bookings, and I was like, if I don't go into rehab, then I'm gonna end up homeless because I'll be too fat to do anything. So I went to rehab.
Wow.
And so that was my rock bottom.
Man.
To be honest, I regret it now. I'm like, I should have instead. It was like, get Brazilian butt lift or go to rehab. Like, to be honest, when I had all that extra weight and it would have cost around the same, I should have went for the Brazilian butt lift. But hindsight, you know.
Yeah, life put you where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And here you are in Tampa, and you look great.
And I'm really fun, so I don't really need alcohol.
You know?
It's great because now I remember the sex I have. I mean, before, a lot of times I'd wake up and be a little unsure.
Yeah.
Now it's great.
Good.
Know?
Well, what keeps you focused? Like for me, like yoga keeps me in line, right? My faith. What keeps you focused?
Oh, cardio bar. Because I was a ballet dancer until I was 20. Oh, nice. Then I was on my college dance team, and so I love to dance. And so I do this thing called cardio bar, which is
like
in LA.
Pure bar, kind of.
Kind of, but it's more ballet based. Like they use ballet terminology. It's a little faster than pure bar, because I can't do something that's just too slow. And so you do like dance based stuff for 30 minutes. A lot of ballet exercises, and then a lot of floor stuff. And I'm obsessed with it. Like for a while, because I have an obsessive personality, so I'll do it like 2-3 hours a day if I have to, because that's how I was with ballet. I was obsessed. And so cardio bar is my thing. Like, about a week ago, I had this like urge to drink on Monday night. I was really upset over something. And the thing that kept me from drinking was going, wait, but I have cardio bar tomorrow. And if I drink tonight, I won't go to cardio bar.
Right.
And I just like exercise, like hiking. I like doing physical activity.
Yeah.
And if I drink, I won't do it.
The thing about drinking that blows my mind is, and I'm not looking to bring anybody down on a Friday because it's a fun day, but that DJ Avicii died today, and he was 28 years old, and I think from what I'm reading, he died of pancreatitis as a complication from too much drinking.
Yeah, there's
at 28, how much booze do you have to put in your body to make that happen? It's just, on a 420 especially, a day when we look at how far, weed has come recreationally and medicinally versus where alcohol has taken us, man, that is a hell of a way to go out if you're 28 years old and you got the world in the palm of your hands.
Yeah.
And those demons can get anyone, and you managed to escape it. I'm really proud of you and really happy for you.
Oh, thank
you.
Yeah,
you should.
This is so fun. I
want to
come here like every day. This is a great self esteem. This will definitely keep me sober at least another week.
Good. Well,
feeling good. Well,
when you do get drunk, don't feel like you're going to let me down or anything. I'll be thinking about you with compassion. I'll be like, oh, come on.
I'll just call you drunk.
Yeah, all right, I'm fine with that.
And there's some radio stations when I was younger that would be, you know, they would start at 6 a.m. on the East Coast, and I'd come home at 3 in the morning, have no one to talk to.
Right.
So I would call different radio shows on the East Coast I was friends with up drunk and like talk to them. And it was very entertaining for them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it helped me, it made me happy.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't curse, we could have that kind of arrangement. As long as you don't curse when you're drunk. You're a pro. You understand. Micah, I see your finger raised. Are you going naughty, naughty porn star?
No. Two things. Well, if you do get down, you can call me drunk or sober on my behalf. Like, if I'm drunk, I give more compliments than usual.
Oh, wonderful.
But I like to lift people up in positive affirmations.
Great. I would love that.
And secondly, when you're in a social setting, how do you avoid drinking? Like, what's the conversation like now?
You know, let's see. I mean, obviously, if I'm with, like, I don't go out with some of my girlfriends that just, like, sit and get super wasted. But if I'm with, like, I have a couple of friends that, you know, like Lisa Ann or my friend Cindy Rubberdoll, they'll just have, like, two or three drinks. Or I don't mind if I'm with people who are having a couple drinks and stuff. And I just drink, like, I'll drink my Red Bull, like, Diet Red Bull. Because I don't drink Red Bull unless I'm in a club setting. So it's kind of like my club drink.
Right,
you know, I don't drink it during the day. So when I drink my Red Bull, it just feels like I'm drinking. Or if I pull it, and anyone who's been around me drunk for the most part, like, 80% of those people don't want to see me drink again. So that helps. And also, sometimes I'll pour the Red Bull into a cup and people think it's alcohol, and I'm so loud and talkative because I've never needed like drinks to be social. So, you know, it's fairly easy. But I mean, I'll sometimes get anxiety. Like sometimes in the strip clubs, I can't really, like before when I was drinking, I'd go to the clubs, especially ones with alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
I like 2 hours before my show and sit and get drunk.
Sure.
Go to my dressing room, go on stage, go back in the club, sit and drink for hours, go on stage, and then stay at the club. They'd stay open or serve me drinks until, you know, 5 in the morning. Now I don't like to sit in the club. I do my stage show, go out for meet and greet, and I sit in my dressing room.
Yeah, it's a good call. I mean, it keeps you centered and keeps you where you need to be. All right, well, you know where to find us. I mean, if you ever need us, we are here for you.
This is great. I've got a little support group here in Tampa.
You definitely do.
I love it.
You know, I tried to save Kimmy Granger. Remember when she was going through all of her time, her hearts, and she came out and she was going through it, and then I tried to help her through DM. But you can only help someone so much.
A lot of the girls are obviously going to go through it. You know, I look at it. In my 20s, right after college, I came out to LA and I'm working for Playboy, writing for Governor, doing porn. So it's like everywhere I went, you know, I'm going out to the clubs. Everyone's going to give me drinks. As long as I paid my bills, which I always did, I was responsible. But everywhere you go, people are going to let you drink. Strip club business, it's just very easy to get caught up in the party lifestyle, you know?
Because for sure.
You're still able to earn a living while partying. I mean, most people with a normal job, if they drank the way I was drinking my 20s, they would be fired. So I was able to maintain a career and job. Yep. I mean, although there were strip clubs I got banned from. And you know, like, when like your alcoholism like affects like strip clubs booking you, that you got problems.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're pretty lenient.
No problems with Mary Carey today. She will be at Deja Vu tonight.
Come see me at Deja Vu.
She's fantastic. Great, great personality. She looks tremendous. You look better now than you did when I saw you last. I swear to God, I mean that. Like you look amazing, and I'm really, really happy for you. You should keep doing exactly
cardio
what you're
bar.
Cardio bar. She likes that cardio. I was thinking
I
like a
open
Kind
my own
bar
too,
or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I like Kind bars too.
They're delicious.
We did never hammer out the details of Dwight Howard's dong.
Sizable. I knew you'd want to know.
Like, well, I mean, she skirted past it, but I figured it.
You wouldn't.
I'm a ruthless journalist.
You like to circle back to the dog.
Yeah, you know.
Just to make sure we're all on the same page. It was sizable. Does it change it for you that it's sizable?
That's what I assumed. Yeah.
Okay, all right, great.
I think Mario Kasun's, if we're going to go magic, comparison, Mario is bigger though.
Good for him. All right, we'll try that. Let's just change somebody's website today. All right, we're going to come back. We got a ton to get to. Thanks, Mary Carey. You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing.